How do you do?
Okay.
All we did was up on senior constable Dallas in the 42 Valley Police.
My name's Sergeant Coombs. I'm acting sergeant at district office at North Brisbane District.
Okay.
Just have a few concerns about why you've actually turned up today.
Okay.
So, do you have some ID on you at all today?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I believe you've been banned.
First of all, those are my contact details.
Have you got a driver's license?
Yes.
So the organisers have asked us to come and approach you in relation to your presence here today.
So, Dawson, do you understand why we wanted to have a quick chat to you?
Yeah, and I actually, while I was standing on the sidewalk over there, this gentleman, one of them, you know, obviously in anger, his upper lip twitching, and as I said, yeah, it doesn't matter, actually he's been eager, but am I standing on public property right now?
Well, you are, but where do you normally reside?
I'm staying at a hostel called the YHA. It's on Upper Roma.
Upper Roma Street?
That's right.
Okay. So, do you usually reside in Brisbane, or
no,
are you just here on a holiday, or what's your reason for being in Brisbane today?
Yeah, I'm on holiday.
Okay. So, how long have you been here for?
I've been in Brisbane, what is it, 4 weeks?
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long are you here for?
I haven't decided yet, but maybe next quarter.
Okay. So what was the backpackers called again? Or the hostel?
It's called YHA.
YHA?
YHA. Youth Hostel.
And you've got that updated for a few years ago.
Where do you normally reside at?
That's where I normally reside,
So you're always in Brisbane?
No, yes, my permanent residence.
Yes.
Yeah, my permanent residence is in Stockholm, in Sweden.
Okay.
Have I broken any law today, ma'am?
Well, you are banned from attending the Hillsong functions, I believe. That's what we've been advised by the managers here, that you've been notified that you aren't allowed to be, well, attend at these functions. I believe Pastor... the Pastor...
Brian Houston?
Shepherd has said that you've been advised of that. Okay, and you were also advised that you could take up with him during business hours at the Hillsong place, that is, or offices in the city or wherever he works, to speak to him about that.
I spoke with a gentleman over here.
Yeah, the pastor.
Yep. He's not the pastor. I think he works with overlooking the security. That's what I was informed.
The guy in the blue ticket shirt is the one I'm speaking. Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. And he calls himself Pastor? Okay. I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm standing on public property, and when he asked me to leave, because you were standing, you saw me leave. I don't think I have broken any law.
Yeah. The thing is, they have concerns about you being near the event today. Okay. So with that, and the previous correspondence that you've received or been notified about in attendance, we don't want any trouble here today, so that's why we've come to speak to you. Okay. So I don't know what your intentions are of being here today.
Can I share that with you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. My intention was to find out why am I banned from Hillsong campuses all over the world, and that had never been confirmed by the Hillsong headquarters in Sydney. So that's I'm investigating to find out what are the accusations against me, and today I found out accusations that I did not know about.
Okay. But you did know about the ban before coming here today.
It had never been confirmed, and actually just as recently as yesterday, I sent an email also asking for, to the premises, and also sending that a copy to Brisbane@hillsong.com.
I can't tell you that information because I'm not privy to those reasons. All I have been advised today is that you have been banned from the Hillsong event. Okay. So, in in keeping the peace today as such, and making sure everyone stays safe and it doesn't turn into something bigger than it has to be today, this officer is going to give you what's called an official move on direction from the function today.
Yep, I'll follow your direction.
Yeah, and what happens from there, this officer here will explain that to you, okay, and then probably next week during the week it would be a good idea if you were to take up with Hillsong at their offices at another location and ascertain the circumstances around the ban, okay?
Okay. Okay. Torsten, is that how I say your family name, sir?
Okay.
Oh, we're just sorry. Torsten. Okay. My name is Senior Constable Veronica Daly from the Port of Two Valleys Police. My registered number is 21375. Today is Sunday the 27th of March 2016. The time now is 10:45 a.m. So today, because of your presence here at the Hillsong event, and because the interactions you've had with the pastor here and different things, they've asked you to leave the event. You've remained just loitering in the area for a short period of time, and I do believe that your presence is causing their event some anxiety. And different things. For those reasons, sir, I'm going to give you a lawful direction to immediately leave the RNA showground. So I'm going to give you some boundaries to which that you are not to remain in this area and that you must leave immediately once that direction is given. If you have any questions at the end of that move on direction, you can feel free to ask.
I will follow your direction.
Okay. Sir, the direction is for a period of 12 hours. The time now is 10:45 a.m. The area of which you're not allowed to be is anywhere within the Royal National Agricultural Showgrounds area. And the boundaries are going to be, just so that you're not here in amongst all the Hillsong people, this here is Gregory Terrace. Up the top, the street lights up there is Brook Street. The next set of traffic light is O'Connell Terrace. And that goes down the other side of the RNA towards the hospital. At the, that set of traffic lights at the hospital is the intersection of Arnold Road, and that comes all the way up here to the top of Gregory Terrace again, where the museum is. Okay, so you're not to be on any of those streets or within those in that boundary for a period of 12 hours. And if you do remain or come back to this location within that time, you have contravened my direction, and you may be arrested for that. Do you understand this move on direction?
I fully understand that. I shall not be with him, but he'll let me next 12 hours.
All right. Do you have any questions before you leave?
No.
Are you happy in the manner in which we've dealt with you today?
Yes. You're being very, very good. Can I just look, where we're standing in that position, before your direction, was that on public property? The sidewalk. Was I standing on public property?
This is a public place.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Sorry about the trouble.
All right,
okay.
Sir.
Okay, bye-bye.